Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I like to praise you and acknowledge taking the time out of your busy Sunday to consciously come into communion with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. I am not judging, but I often wonder for people who do not have a connection to the sacred, the divine within them, how it is they navigate through the challenges and the storms that life hurls at all of us at one time or another. What is it they cling to if they have no faith? And at times, all of us, our faith might be shaken, it might waver, but ultimately it is what is at the heart that sustains us, that keeps us keeping on. And as we come together in community, we allow it to be amplified so that we can be strengthened and emboldened and deepen more and more in our belief, in our trust, in our surrender, in our knowing that God is good. And God is good in everything that concerns me, my life, my affairs. And so this morning, I love to myself because as much as I love doing my Sunday souls and I'm committed to doing it, and I do, maybe 49 out of 52 of the year, I am preparing to go away next week, and I was trusting that maybe I might get a reprieve and not have to do this Sunday before I go. But God would not have it. But what God did was give me this in a download that happened as I was traveling to meet, I think many of you know I have a friend who's a conservationist in South Africa, and I was on my way to meet her on Monday for lunch, and as I was on the tube, everything just came. And so I trust you enjoy this morning Sunday soul, which is entitled God, the Consummate Artist. I wrestled with the word artist for a long time. When people see me and they want to know what I do, one of the first things that they assume or guess that I must be an artist of some sort. And I used to think an artist was someone who was like a sculptor or a potter or a painter, someone that expressed in that way. But an artist is someone who expresses the creativity of spirit in and through them, the unique individual that God created them to be. And it isn't necessarily a piece of work you will be producing. it's a piece of work is yourself. But it's that ability to express in your own unique way that is given to you and you alone. And so this morning's message is to look at how God is the consummate artist, but not only is God the consummate artist in everything we see around us, but how God is the consummate artist within us. And the quote that I'd like to share with you is by Bethany Jane Andrews Hoey, who says, "We are all artists in everything we do. Art is creating. It is our link that makes us like God. All you have to do is look at any form of nature to know that God was the greatest artist of all. He gives us beauty in his creations to inspire us to find the artist inside of us. Art isn't just about painting or sculpture. It is in everything from how you organize your life to how you communicate with the world." And I love what I shared again with yesterday's notification from Paul on the cross, who says, "Listen to the sermon preached to you by the flowers, the trees, the shrubs, the sky, and the whole world. Notice how they preach to you a sermon full of love, of praise of God, and how they invite you to glorify the sublimity of that sovereign artist who God, the supreme artist, uses our life for the creation of art. We are the instruments through which the force of life expresses itself." Those two quotes, written literally centuries apart, speaking to the fact that God, the ultimate, consummate, wonderful, great artist of all things, is waiting to express itself through you. And as always, God doesn't do the same thing twice. While things are similar, always they are different. Whether it be the stars, the snowflakes, your fingerprints, twins. No two things are identical, therefore the way you express your artistry will be different from the way someone else expresses. I have recognized that one of the things I enjoy doing is that whilst I could not and cannot draw to save my life, I can take an idea and embellish upon it. And those of you that have been to the home, you'll see some of the things I've done, from my crosses and cones and busts and things, how I like to embellish them with various pearls and buttons and things that just changes them up from what they originally were to now something that is uniquely me. And so, my beloved, when we look at nature, when we look how God expresses, I was looking at my one peony that has bloomed this year. How luscious and huge and gorgeous, and it was still unfolding. How the beauty of that, the uniqueness of that, the incredibleness of that, the only bloom on this whole bush. One of our Sunday solos reminded me that I should feed the plants, and it's something that had skipped my thought processes. But the invitation this morning is, how are you bringing artistry of your life out into the world? How you are you expressing your unique creative power that is God, the artist in you, as you? So let me share my sacred text with you this morning. I have a few. The first is from Isaiah 64:8. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay. And you are our potter, and we are all the work of your hand." Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Exodus 35:31-33. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. So let us look at that for a moment. So the last sacred text was referring to God was instructing two craftsmen, Bezalel and Oholiab, to design these various things for the temple that was being built. God wanted the temple to be beautiful and glorified and glorious. And we can take that too to be an example of us. God wants our temple, which is the body, our physical body, to be beautiful and to be adorned with all that is gorgeous and glorious. It says in one of the others that we know that things came out of the unseen to the seen. Always we bring forth from the world of consciousness, the world within, out into the world of form. So ideas, inspiration comes from the invisible realm of the subconscious out into the visible realm of world of experience. As I said, I sat on this shoe from this journey from Wimbledon to Bayswater, and by the time I got out of the tube, I had the sacred text, I had the poem, I had the story, I had everything. You see, we know that God is the great artist, the creator of all things, and yet sometimes we forget or we struggle with allowing God to be that creator, that artist in us, through us, as us. I always try to surrender when I'm embarking upon anything, whether it's cooking or decorating or writing, to align myself with God, to remind myself, as Jesus expressed, it is the Father within that doeth the work, to allow the Holy of Holies to express her great artistry through me. So I have two short poems that I want to share with you. The first is from Thomas Case, who says, "Above all, God is an artist, and his greatest creation is us. We are made in his image, and so we create. Our creations pale in comparison to the sunset, the mountains, and the oceans. But we try, and sometimes we succeed, and it is good, and he is well pleased." My second poem is from Angela Morgan, entitled "God the Artist." "God, when you thought of a pine tree, how did you think of a star? How did you dream of the Milky Way to guide us from afar? How did you think of a clean brown pool where flecks of shadows are? God, when you thought of a cobweb, how did you think of you? How did you know a spider's house had shingles bright and new? How did you know that human folk would love them like they do? God, when you patterned a bird song flung on a silver string, how did you know the ecstasy that crystal call would bring? How did you think of a bubbling throat and a darling speckled wing? God, when you chiseled a raindrop, how did you think of a stem bearing a lovely satin leaf to hold the tiny gem? How did you know a million drops would deck the morning's hem. Why did you make the moonlight night with the honeysuckle vines? How did you know Madeira bloom distilled ecstatic wines? How did you weave the velvet disc where tangled perfumes are? God, when you thought of a pine tree, how did you think of a star? Whilst we understand and know that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force, and we like to use the metaphorical terms of hands as part of creating or caring or supporting, we know that God is spirit, not a physical being. And yet, we need to remember that God has had everything created within itself, expressing from itself, unfolding through itself. And we as co-creators with God have and can use the same process in which to create and express the artistry in our lives. So my story, I tried to edit it, but I'll just share it all for you. It's from Sally Snape. She says, I have been a Christian since I was a child and have always been creative, but I had no idea that God could use paintings and sketches until about 10 years ago. I did art A-level, but I thought I was no good, so I threw away a lot of my paintings and had no intention of painting again. However, God had a different idea. We were living in Corsham in Wiltshire, and I was ill with chronic fatigue. And after struggling to manage as a mum with a toddler, after prayer at a local church service, I had a new revelation of how alive the Bible is and started reading it more often. At the same time, I started getting pictures in my mind that simply wouldn't go away. I knew God wanted me to paint the first picture, but I argued that I was too tired and not skilled. One day I was so cross with God because I couldn't sleep while my child napped. All I could see was this picture, so I told God, fine. If it means you will let me sleep, I will paint it. But I can't do people and I can't do water. I painted the picture very simply on a small canvas I had, and God gave me words to paint across the top. I then realized I wasn't tired. The next day, a friend knocked on my door and asked for prayer for something. I realized the words on the painting and the picture matched what she was talking about, and the picture was for her. We were both amazed. This kept happening to the point that someone shared what they saw in their mind when they prayed, and the picture and colors matched what I had painted at home. I started taking notebooks and pencils to church and would draw what God showed me during the worship and the service. Often the pictures matched the sermon before I'd heard what the topic was, which would greatly encourage the speaker when I showed them afterwards. Sometimes the sketch was for an individual and I would whip out the page in my notebook and give it to them. The pictures were very basic. My skills were not amazing, but God was using them to encourage people and it was amazing. We moved to Scotland and the team at my new church saw me drawing and told me I was a prophetic artist and that there were other artists doing the same. I had never heard of it before. They said I would paint up at the front of a service one day, but I nervously laughed and had no intention of doing that. After a year of just me and God, following his lead on how to paint and learning to hear his voice, I went to a conference, and God told me to go back to my leaders and say I would paint live in the service. God told me no canvas is blank to him, and I could choose the size of the canvas, and he would show me what to paint on it. As soon as I got home, I told my leaders so that I wouldn't overthink it and back out. I was so nervous being at the front, but I soon realized that once I was set up and the worship started, it was like I was in a peaceful bubble and didn't notice anyone else. God would show me where to start and what colors to use, and sometimes he gave me the whole picture in team prayers before the service. And sometimes it was one color or one detail at a time as I worked. I was astounded at some of the pictures. They were far better than I could paint in my own ability. Sometimes I had no idea why I painted what I had painted until the talk started, or at the end when someone would come up to me and say the picture was spot on for what God was doing in their life. I would then give them the painting for free. Now living in Gloucester, I have continued on this incredible journey. I painted live on stage at Refuel, a conference for Christian worship and creative teams, and I've taught seminars. I've also painted live at the Christian Arts Festival in Cheltenham, sometimes at outdoor venues and even during a play. I hold exhibitions at my church and a local retreat. I sell my paintings and I'm very blessed to have a studio space where I can paint and take my time. Every painting, God shows me how to do it. It's not always the same way, so I have to trust and listen. I've gone from thinking I can't even draw to being the woman who draws in church. And I love hearing stories years later of how God has used the sketches and paintings that I have done. I both love and resonated with that story. I know there have been times when God has put things on my heart for me to do, and it's like, why me? Let someone else do it. Or not feeling that I was worthy enough, or clever enough, or intelligent enough, or enough whatever. One thing, as I've shared often, I didn't think I was smart enough to do the doctorate at age 63 when I began. And yet, I did. And yet, I acknowledge all the time it was not me. It was God that did the work. It was God that expressed through me in what I wrote, in what I created, in what I ultimately had delivered as my thesis. Whilst being or doing or creating something as huge as a app or a doctorate or whatever might not be in your sphere of thinking, I invite you not to limit whatever comes up, whatever arises, and allow God to express through you in whatever medium, shape, or form that it is. So my Science of Mind reading is entitled, Life is an Artist's Palette. The first quote is from Annie Dillard, who says, the extravagant gesture is the very stuff of creation. The universe continues to deal exclusively in extravagances, heaping profusions on profligacies with ever fresh vigor. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. God is forever doing new things, and when we conceive new ideas, it is an act of the divine projecting itself into creation. The author writes, just as many colors that can be blended from an artist's palette are vaster in number than could ever be reckoned, so also are the extravagant possibilities for your life. As a divine being, you have access to the infinite, and you can use its creative power to bring about a more fulfilling life for yourself. Through your artist palette and... Sorry, I read that incorrectly. Through your connection with infinite mind, you hold in your mind the vast possibilities of an artist palette. You can draw upon the infinite to color your life in rich patterns of joy, beauty, and fulfillment. To do so, turn away from the appearances of limitation and focus instead on the creativity of the universe pouring forth in an innumerable array of forms. Sense deeply your oneness with the infinite, allowing this awareness to fill your heart and mind. Expand into immensity, then be open to the ideas, inspirations, and promptings that begin to flow forth. Your receptivity to guidance from the innermost center of your being, where you have never known limitation, leads you to the greater possibilities for your life. You are guided to paint bright hues in places of the grayness of apathy or the dullness of dissatisfaction. Limitation is an illusion. Infinite being, your true source and essence, is never, nor ever can be, anything but unlimited. Today, resolve to live the full spectrum of your divine nature. I love that we have extravagant and unlimited possibilities of how to bring forth the creativeness that is born from the divine ideas, from the limitless and infinite source within the ground of our being. My beloved, I have shared constantly that we are here to express the fullness, the allness that God is. We are that place, that conduit, that vessel where Spirit shines forth in and through and as us. Whether we give ourselves the label of artist or not, we are. So allow your life to bring forth in radiant ways, in glorious ways, in extravagant ways, the full spectrum of your divine nature. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, taking our attention away from the outer world of distraction and form, and placing it in the inner world of infinite possibilities, into that inner world of knowing, into that inner world of sight, where our teacher reminded us that we were to come apart from the noise and the distractions of the world and to pray and commune with the Father in secret, who heard, but rewarded us openly. As always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be cognizant and conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the energizing, renewing, restoring, innovative, inspiring breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Affirm. Life sings through me in radiant ecstasy, now and always. I recognize that I live, move, and have my being in God. I am part of universal mind. I am one with the universal substance. All the qualities and the wealth of good and desirable things that exist in universal mind are mine now. I perceive, accept, and experience them. I know that all the beauty of form around me is the garment of God. I know that the presence that manifests in my heart and mind is God, expressing within that garment of form. As I feel this presence more and more, I hear the song of joy deep within me. Always when I'm still, I hear the song of life pouring through my consciousness. I have only to listen, for it is always there. With this knowledge comes the assurance that the loving presence is always here, closer to me than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. I have nothing to fear. I feel this loving embrace around me, and I know that it is not only a song of joy, but a song of love and protection. I tune out all dull, negative ideas and tune in with the sunshine of life, with the brightness and laughter, with the joyous presence that is life itself. I now lay aside all anxiety, all striving, and let the law bring my good to me. I joyfully anticipate greater abundance, more success, more joy. Peace fills my heart, and life sings through me in radiant ecstasy. From Ernest Holmes, 365. Take a deep breath in as we allow that wonderful affirmation to take root within us. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the center, the spirit of life that is everywhere present, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. That we live, move, and have our being, the divine, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, that is God, that is Spirit, that is the absolute reality. Mother, Father, God, as we come into your presence consciously at this time, releasing the thoughts, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the anxieties that make us think can express the great artistry of our nature, your spirit, and through and as us. You who are the consummate artist in all that expresses in life, express in and through us this day and every day, that we may bring about our particular artistry in the particular way that you have given to us. Whether it's writing or cooking or painting or assimilating or drawing or restyling, whatever it is, Lord, we know it is you, as our teacher said, that doeth the work. Let us recognize not only the great artistry within ourselves, within each other, but your great artistry in and through all of creation, the majesty and all of the radiance in all of the ways you express. From the damsels or dragonflies, to the birds chirping, to new life being born. All is an expression of your artistry. Let us honor it, and also let us protect it in whatever way, shape, or form is true and necessary. As always, Mother, Father, God, when we are in our circle of prayer, we include everything and anyone. We include our world and all sentient beings. We include our governments and those in power. As we look to Jesus as the example, who too operated in times when there was great power that was abusing the people and the nations. He had compassion and demonstrated it with kindness and action. Let us do likewise and demonstrate our compassion and kindness whenever we have the opportunity to do so. And may the hearts and minds of people come to the understanding that truly we are one with each other as we are one with you, no matter the name or label that we call ourselves or how we try to see the differences that separate us. Let us know that there's only oneness. There's only love. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Raise your hands up to the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open and affirm. I am continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for this morning's affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our affirmation. How exciting it is.
How exciting it is.
To be lavishly alive.
To be lavishly alive.
I paint magnificent visions.
I paint magnificent visions.
For my life and delight.
For my life.
My life and delight.
In the glorious possibilities,
in the glorious,
glorious possibilities,
realized. I say yes to it all.
I say yes to it all.
I'll put its reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely,
forgive them
and
I
ask
forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
Forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, our rumination for this week. Rumi says, I am a painter, painting pictures all the time. Yet, when I see them near your beauty, I want to throw them all away. So, as I mentioned before, there will be no Sunday Soul next week as I shall be away, but I will be returning back to you the following Sunday, the 28th, I think it is. And so my closing benediction as we continue with the poetic renditions of the Aramaic of Lord's Prayer. O source of the radiance, dancing in and about all that is, shine forth into the depths of our beings, and enkindle there the flame of thy essence. Grant that it may blaze forth and fill us with its searing creativity, until fully united with the fiery desire, light pours out from us taking form. May we be revitalized each day with nourishment for body and spirit, and be liberated from all that oppresses us, as we struggle to mend the fabric of our world. Let us not be enmeshed in the nets of illusion, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For from thee shine forth the precepts, the sustenance, and the generative fire from centering to centering. Amen. So, my beloveds, as we close this morning's Sunday Soul Connection, my song for you is from the Life Church entitled The Artist. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Life Church and the Artist. My beloved, stay hydrated and stay well until we come together for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.